And now, Vinnie Barnes, famous motion picture and stage star, in a drama of the unexpected, titled The Winfield Diamond.
The whole thing looked like a setup. I was sure it would be easier than stealing the Kenworthy emeralds or the Knight Sapphire I had lifted in Monte Carlo. But this theft would pay off with the biggest prize of all. 63 carats, blue, white, and flawless. The Winfield Diamond. The first break came one afternoon about 6 weeks ago. I was strolling past the Winfield Mansion on Long Island, making a mental map of the grounds. Suddenly, I heard footsteps behind me, and Opportunity, white-haired and dignified, called out sharply.
I say, miss, can you type?
I beg your pardon?
I said, are you familiar with a typewriter? If you aren't, I don't see how you can fill the job.
What job?
As Mr. Winfield's secretary. That's why you have to type. He sends dozens of letters every day. They aren't important, of course, but it amuses him to keep up a tremendous correspondence, you understand.
Well, I'm afraid I really don't.
Oh, come now, it's really frightfully simple. Mr. Winfield wants you to work for him as his secretary.
But why me, if I'm not asking too much?
He's been watching you through his bedroom window. You really can't blame him. Nothing else for the poor old man to do. And he finds you attractive, extremely attractive. So when Miss Adams resigned this morning, Mr. Winfield decided on you. I expect you'd better take the job. Even if you can't type, we'll manage it somehow. Well, come along. Mr. Winfield will be most annoyed if I keep him waiting.
I shook my head with complete bewilderment. For the past 7 days, I had been trying to figure an entrance into the Winfield home. And now, the butler with the English accent was actually opening the door for me. Mr. Winfield was an invalid and had been confined to his bedroom for years. The room was smaller than the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria, but not much.
Come over here. By my bed. Yes, yes, that's better. What are you staring at, Liggett? Go downstairs. I don't want to see you again today. Tell cook I want shortcake for supper. Strawberry. Go on. What are you waiting for?
Yes, Mr. Winfield.
Don't guess me, you hypocrite. You never do a thing I tell you.
Yes, Mr. Winfield.
And don't forget shortcake. Raspberry shortcake. Now, what do you want?
Well, I believe you need a secretary, Mr. Winfield.
What? Oh, yes. You're Miss Adams.
No, I'm Miss Brent. Hilda Brent.
Don't argue with me.
Well, Miss Adams left this morning, Mr. Winfield.
Of course. Glad she's gone. Couldn't type. Nothing but hunt and peck. Two fingers, you know. Well, take a letter.
I'm sorry. I don't have a pad and pencil.
What? Oh, no? Well, go talk to Liggett. He'll take care of you. Tell you about salary and all that, and you'll have a room here in the house. Like to have people here in the house. That fool curse on the diamond doesn't frighten me. Just don't like to be alone. Well, go see Liggett. Don't waste time. I'm not paying you to stand around.
Yes, Mr. Winfield.
You'll have dinner here. We're having shortcake, you know. I'm very fond of shortcake. You'll stay for dinner, huh?
I stayed for dinner. The dessert was bread pudding. But Mr. Winfield didn't seem to notice the difference. The next morning, I moved into the house. As soon as I was settled, I made a brief survey of my new residence. But I couldn't find the safe. Then about lunchtime, I thought I was on the trail. I found a small locked room on the third floor. I used a hairpin, so it took me only a few minutes to spring the catch.
Looking for something, Miss Brent? Perhaps I can be of assistance.
Why, yes, Mr. Liggett. I need a ribbon for the typewriter.
Of course. Be glad to get it. Keep the supplies downstairs. Funny thing, though, you're coming in here. Thought my door was locked. Very odd. Could have sworn it was locked.
After that, I had to be more careful. And it wasn't quite as simple as I had expected. Liggett always seemed to be somewhere in the background. And Mr. Winfield kept me jumping as his personal secretary.
Take a letter, Miss Brent, to George Bernard Shaw. Dear George, frankly, I am disgusted with your attitude. To the president of the Garden Club, Broken Barrel, Montana. Dear sir, I definitely do not agree with you and your nasturtiums. They are not the flower of old age. To the Maharaja of Jaipur. Dear Dickie. I understand you have been having rain. This does not come as a surprise to me.
After 4 weeks, I was still as far away from the diamond as ever. I didn't even know where the safe was, and all I had to show for my time and trouble were calloused fingers and ragged nerves. I was at the end of a fraying rope.
Miss Brent, I want you, Miss Brent.
Yes, Mr. Winfield.
Do you know the combination of the safe downstairs?
Why, no, I don't. Of course I don't.
Why not? You've been here long enough.
Well, you've never told me. I didn't even know where the safe is, Mr. Winfield.
Oh, any fool would know that the safe is downstairs. That's where I keep the diamond downstairs. It isn't really cursed, you know, but I am going to sell it.
You're going to sell the Winfield diamond?
Yep, made up my mind. It's been nothing but bad luck. Going to send it to England tomorrow. Had an offer, a very good offer.
Are you serious?
Of course. I want you to send the diamond to England. Here, this slip of paper gives the address. Send it by some sort of guard. You take care of all that.
Why, yes, sir. And the safe?
It's downstairs, behind the big picture. Ugly thing, that picture. Ought to get rid of it. No! Need it to cover the safe.
And the combination, Mr. Winfield. What's the combination?
Never can remember. Look on the paper. Wrote it down for you. Under the address. Don't get them mixed up. Address on top, combination on the bottom.
No, Mr. Winfield. I won't get them mixed up. At last, I knew the safe, the combination, everything. It was going to be a snap, so fantastically simple that it almost hurt my pride. I waited a few hours until it was dark and I was alone in the house except for Mr. Winfield. He was upstairs in his canopied bed, dictating in his sleep. I walked into the library cautiously. I didn't need to turn on the light. I knew where I was going. I slid the portrait of Mr. Winfield's great aunt aside. And the old lady's eyes seemed to stare at me a little suspiciously. But I smiled right back. The combination was simple, except that the figures in the London address were the ones that opened the safe. Even in the darkness, I could see the diamond. It was a cold, white lump that caught many faceted fires from the ray of moonlight that wandered in from between the heavy drapes. Now I had it at last. After all the waiting and planning, I had it. The full 63 carats, curse included. I reached out my hand and my fingers were trembling. As they touched $500,000.
Well, good evening, Hilda.
Oh, what are you doing here, Mr. Liggett?
Nothing at all. I hope I haven't interrupted. Came in early, you know, the rain and all that.
I was just opening the safe for Mr. Winfield.
Were you? I hadn't noticed. It's so dark in here.
Yes, he wanted me to get the diamond. He's shipping it to England tomorrow.
Oh, my, is he off on that again?
You mean he isn't really selling it?
Oh, my dear girl, of course not. It's just one of his whims. I suggest you put the jewel back in the safe.
Why, yes, of course, Mr. Liggett. I suppose I should.
Come to think of it, Miss Brent, I don't understand why you were removing the diamond at this hour. Even if Mr. Winfield were planning to sell the stone, you couldn't ship it tonight.
Well, I...
You know, under the circumstances, I'm forced to doubt your motives, Miss Brent. Why, who knows, you might even have been planning to wear the diamond to a party or some such place. It's possible.
Well, I didn't think that Mr. Winfield would mind. I was just going to...
Oh, we can't have that. He would mind. He would indeed. He might lose it. It might even be stolen. Think of the risk. Mr. Winfield would be furious if he knew. You'd best pack and leave immediately, tonight if possible. There's no telling what Mr. Winfield may do when he finds out.
Yes. Very well, Mr. Liggett, if you say so.
You've made a wise decision, Hilda, very wise. As a matter of fact, the job wouldn't have lasted much longer anyway. Mr. Winfield was saying to me only this morning that your typing was quite unsatisfactory. Hunt and peck, you know. Entirely unsatisfactory.
I packed my things and left the house that night. Under the circumstances, I had no choice. So far, Mr. Liggett hadn't really suspected, but he might. And I decided I'd rather spend the evening hitchhiking back to New York than in jail. I was through with the Winfield diamond, and I was going to forget it forever. It took me 2 hours to catch a ride. My driver was a sleek, shiny-faced salesman with a suitcase full of samples and an unfortunate addiction to news broadcasts.
And now it seems clear that the president had no comment to make. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is a bulletin just received. From Long Island comes word that the famous Winfield diamond has been stolen. The thief has been identified as the internationally famous jewel robber, Light-Fingered Liggett, who had posed for several months as the Winfield butler. It has been determined that Liggett had a female accomplice who had been introduced into the Winfield house as a secretary. Police have blockaded all highways in the vicinity, and an arrest is expected momentarily.
And so here I am. It's damp, drafty, and no matter what they tell you, there are mice. You know, I really don't think it's a bit fair. Not a bit. Why should I be in jail for a jewel robbery I didn't commit and Liggett free somewhere in Europe with $500,000? It's really not cricket, you know.
The Winfield Diamond starred Vinnie Barnes. Listen in again soon when another of your favorite motion picture stars meets the unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.